Excuse me, next case, please.
Okay, give me just a minute. Okay, the next case is 11,633. Kevin Gavigan seeks variances to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-42B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the southeast side of Laws Point Road, approximately 0.52 miles north of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37072 Laws Point Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.12, parcel 3. We received one mail return, no letters of support, no letters in opposition. Specifically, they are asking for a 3.5-foot variance for the sides for both sides of the house and a 7-foot variance for the sides for the HVAC and the steps. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, yes, you need to be sworn in, sir, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brian Elliott of Integrity Builders.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And then we have a copy of your answers.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'd respectfully request, I'm representing the Gavigans, he's from out of state, and I am respectfully requesting a side yard variance for 3.5 feet from each side and 7 feet on the right-hand side for placement of the steps, HVAC unit, and gas tank. In regards to the uniqueness of the property, the lot is very undersized. It's only 40 feet wide, which makes it a challenge to actually fit new homes on this property. The owner would like to retire to this home. Would respectfully request, you know, and has submitted the footprint of the home has been carefully planned out. Out of necessity, they plan on retiring there. It's actually under 2,000 square feet. The difficulty hasn't been created by the homeowner. Swan Keys lots were originally to accommodate single wide homes, but over the years this community has kind of transitioned to the stick built and modular homes where they're tearing down single wides and building two stories in Cape Cods and whatnot. It won't alter the characteristic of the neighborhood as the proposed dwelling. It will kind of be in conformity of what's going up there in recent years, and we are requesting minimum setbacks as far as the side yard setbacks go because of the 40-foot width of the lot. And then 10-foot side setbacks that would only allow for a 20-wide house, which makes things very difficult to build a house of any decent size to actually retire in unless you make it 80 feet long and it looks like kind of a battleship, really.
No. Did you make out the criteria for a variance?
Actually, one of the ladies that works in my office for me filled it out.
Oh, you did a good job. Yeah. Well, I was going to say that's a good job. You've addressed all five of them.
Very well.
Thank you.
Let me ask you one thing here. What is on both sides of you? Are there other...
There is a trailer on the right-hand side and a vacant lot on the left-hand side.
Okay, 89 mm-hmm. and 99?
66 and 68,
I'm sorry, I'd read it upside down, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Retson?
No other questions.
No questions.
Okay, I have no further questions. Mr. Sharp?
Looking at the survey, I note here that it's got a 1 foot wide buffer for potential installation error.
That is something that Foresight Services put on because they're such tight lots, and I guess if we get a 3.5 foot side yard setback variance in case there's a mason error or something like that. I could probably pin the footer, but that's the first time I think Tim Miller from Foresight's ever done that for me. He does a lot down to the beach. Mm. So I think that's just so we don't go 0.1 foot over. He's a pretty honest fella. He's not, if I'm 0.1 foot over the setback, you know, when I go to do my final survey, he's going to tell the truth and say, hey, you're going to have to go back and get another variance. I think that's
so it's possible that if this dwelling is constructed in its proposed state along with the the AC and the steps that you may only need a 4.5-foot variance on the sides for the dwelling and a 2-foot variance for the AC and the steps.
If we pin the footer, yes, we probably could accommodate that.
But it's just precautionary.
It is precautionary. And
that could happen.
It could. And down in Swan Keys, even the existing single wide, some of them have porches and decks and things like that that are 2 feet from the property line.
Right.
So this is kind of keeping with conformity. And, of course, we'll make sure we keep it as tight as we can. It's just to be safe, I guess.
Sure.
But most likely we're not looking at having something that's 3.5 feet from each side for the dwelling.
No, the dwelling would be 6.5 feet to 7.5 feet maximum from the property line.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me. There ain't no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11633. There's certainly the applicant has addressed the standards for creating a variance, the criteria, and the uniqueness of the property, of course, is apparent. It's 40-foot wide, and of course, it's deep, and it's very narrow. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It went from a mobile home park to a GR, which are different setbacks. And the variance will not alter essential character in the neighborhood. There's other homes in there with the same type of variances. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,633. Okay, all those in favor? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Yeah, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,633 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless you. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Take a 5-minute break.
Okay, that's a good idea.